With the Warriors heading into the All-Star break, the full weekend in Los Angeles is set with a variety of events in store. And just before All-Star weekend, the Warriors facing the Trail Blazers on Wednesday night and falling on the road in Portland before the break. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
It's got to matter. The game's got to matter from the beginning. And we were careless at both ends. Bad shot selection, careless with the ball, careless defensively, not getting up on shooters. And I give them credit. I mean, Portland came out. They were hot right from the start. But we have to be ready to play right from the beginning, and we just weren't.
I feel like guys are already ready.
No. I thought we were in a good frame of mind. I thought we sort of got past that a few days ago. When you have like a month straight of bad first quarter starts, you can't blame the All-Star break. We were doing that 30 days ago.
Are you worried at this point?
No. I love where we are. I think we're in a really good position. I loved our fight tonight. Last three quarters, we fought like crazy. But it's hard when you dig yourself a 20-point hole on the road against a great offensive team. And then you get and decide, okay, we're going to play. We're going to play now. It's too late. But I liked our fight. But we got some things to clean up. We got 24 games left, stretch run. I like where we are.
Steve, with you guys being able to come back, as you alluded to, in the final moments, did you sense a specific turning point that determined everything?
No.
What do you think was the difference overall in this down the stretch?
They made some shots. We missed some shots. Sometimes it's as simple as that. We had some looks. We had our chances. We got some good ones. We had guys who were playing their tails off the whole game. We just couldn't quite get it done. Like I said, a game like this, you never look at the end of the game. You look at the beginning. So when we're fighting like crazy and, we fight from 20 points down to tie it or whatever we did, we were within one, I think, in the last couple minutes. You can't look at the last 2 minutes. You look at the first 12.
Also, KD stepped out at the end. You were while they were viewing, you were drawing up a play. Did you already know that it was going to go?
I had no idea. I was asking the ref. I was asking Leon if it was overturned, would the shot count? I've never seen this before. So I don't know the rule. So if his foot had not been on the line, I was there for Sean Elliott's, you might be a little young, Memorial Day miracle. Sean straddled the line, but his heels were above the line. He made a three to beat Portland in the playoff game. And so I was asking Leon if it was determined on replay that his foot was not on the line, would the shot have counted? And I didn't get a definitive answer. I'm not sure. I think it would have had to go through the league to confirm the rule. But this is one of those repercussions, unintended consequences of replay. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But they confirmed the call and it didn't matter.
With this loss of guys, Houston takes over about half the game. Do you think that motivate the guys at all?
No. I don't think that is something that the guys are looking at. I think it's all about our play, and whatever happens with everybody else, that's what happens. We can control our team and how we play, and we got a lot of things we can get better with.